much here by way of notes, but really I just want to bring this to a reflection really on what it means to come and to go. Just remind you of the reading. This is the NIV translation here. Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Now, we have that commission which is telling followers of Jesus, which will be many, if not all of us here in this place, that we are to go for Jesus. But before we go for Jesus, we have to come to Jesus, don't we? We have to know him for ourselves and to know who he is. But if it keeps perhaps going around slightly in circles, because if we are to come to Jesus, other people have to have gone to us. Do you get what I'm saying? So I have the distinct impression that without those first disciples going into the world or going into their part of the world, and then in a sort of ripple effect moving outwards and outwards, the good news about Jesus spread, didn't it, around the world. It spread into all parts of the world, so that in the next generation there were people who became followers of Jesus, and they went, and the next generation became followers, some of them, and so on, until it comes down to us, doesn't it? Each one of us, in one way or another, is here because someone has told us about Jesus. But we still have to come to him. We still have to make that decision that he is someone that we can trust. He is someone that we believe in. He is someone that we want to follow. And we want to be our Savior. And we are willing to make him our Lord. In other words, someone who does command us, who does call us to a particular way of life. Now, we might well come in fear and doubt, just as the disciples seem to have done, particularly in those final days. I mean, they were running away, weren't they, before, as he was arrested and journeying to the cross to be crucified. And so we may have fears, we may have doubts, but we need to come in faith. And as we do, we can remember even just a little bit of faith is enough for Jesus to work with. I often take a lot of encouragement that just a little bit of faith is enough. It can be faith that moves mountains, to go to another part of Jesus' teaching. And as we come to Jesus, we come to the one who has died for us and is risen from death for us, one who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he says here that he has all authority. He has all power. It was said of Jesus, even the wind and the waves obey him when he calmed the storm. He was able to, as we saw on that very pacey video, he was able to bring back people from the dead. He was able to heal them. He was able to forgive. All sorts of things Jesus could command and forgive sins too. And really the evidence of the miracles proved that he had the ability and authority to forgive and sin. So if we're to go for Jesus, we have to come to Jesus. And having come to Jesus, we learn him. Now, in the New International Version there, it says, "Go and make disciples of all nations." That's what Jesus is saying. Go and make disciples of all nations. And you might think for yourself, well, how can we do that? You can see the globe here that I nearly passed out trying to blow up a couple of days ago. I've recovered since, but it takes longer than you think. But lots of countries of the world, you know, is it viable for you, for me, to go to all nations? Well, no, it's not. I mean, there are those of you that that might be trying to do that, and Nathan, you're making a start, I've heard. Lovely to see Nathan back, by the way, as well, from Senegal before Malawi. Yeah, got the right country, didn't I? Yeah, so making a stab at it. But we can't go to all nations ourselves, but I mean, this commission has been something that has motivated Christians over the centuries to go, because the message we have is good news, that Jesus died for us, Jesus forgives sins, Jesus helps us to live life for the full. Knowing Jesus makes a difference for the good in our lives, and it's one that we have to share. But most of us will not go to all nations or any nations at all, really, to share the good news. Interesting word, mini Greek lesson here, sorry about that. But the word that is translated as nations here in Greek is the word ethne, from which we get ethnicity and other associated words. And we only have to look around us now to see that there are people here from different races, different nationalities, different regional identities as well, because there are peoples within peoples, aren't there, all around the world. And when we translate all nations as all peoples, we perhaps start to see that even where we are, we have the opportunity to go to all sorts of different kinds of people. And within that, we might also say the rich and the poor, the professional and working classes, if you like, all kinds, the non-working classes, all sorts we are called to go to with the good news of Jesus. We started getting into it around the tables. Jesus says to us, go and baptize. And yes, we can understand that in different ways. I don't know if you got to sharing any of your stories of baptism and confirmation around your table, but for me, I made a commitment to Christ age 13. I do remember that, but actually I think the more significant thing to me, for which I held off from for about 3 years, was being baptized as a believer a month before my 16th birthday. And that's the time really where I thought, gee, I'm taking a risk here, because before this I could sort of keep it a secret. You know, I didn't really have to tell people that I was a Christian. But now I'm being baptized, very visible. It's out there. It's known in my church. It's known beyond my church, because I'm getting baptized. But I look back to that and I see that as the time when, yes, I would say that I believed before that, but I owned what I believed from that point. For some of you, confirmation will have been that point of decision. Because probably you didn't remember the time when you were baptized, if it was something that your parents took you through and took you along to church to be baptized. But why am I saying that? Because if we are called to go and baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, then we need to think about whether we have been baptized or confirming the baptismal vows taken on our behalf. And maybe there are some of you here today who have not thought about those things, whether you should be baptized or confirmed. We do have two or three people thinking about that at the moment as well. And maybe God might be prompting you to follow what is a command of Jesus to be baptized, to own your baptismal vows. Jesus also says, go and teach, doesn't he? Go and teach all that you have learned, all that I have commanded you to do. We are to go for Jesus. And the bit where I want to close as we talk about going is that I think ultimately Jesus is saying to us, his followers, go and change the world. Go and change the world in which I've put you, to which I call you to go. And I thought, just as we draw to a close, I want to pass this around. Oh, yeah. A ball, yes, but no. It's the world. And I want to pass this around from table to table and invite you maybe to pray for one thing or one country that you see on there, even if you can't find the country. So, for example, you might, one table might think of Ukraine. I can find that. It's there. Okay, but you might just put your hand on that and say a prayer aloud. How do you feel about that? Yeah? So, let's pray. I will come round. I did think about throwing this around, but then I thought there were drinks on tables, not a good idea. So I'm going to go here. Let's close our eyes.